Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
All right, folks, welcome to our new podcast. I feel we're settling in, even though Sean said something. It's what happens during the commercial break that's funny. What did he say? You remember, Mindy? He said, you're looking around as if what?
Well, Joe came in and sat.
Yeah, you just started looking around the room, and I was like, oh, no, what did I forget to do?
I get nervous.
Is it because we do this live?
I don't know what it is. I just get nervous. And then I looked over there, and I saw everything was red, but that's a misleading image.
That's so
misleading.
Oh, yeah. Nervous,
okay? Yes,
that's an entirely different thing.
All right, I'm calming down. I'm calming down. It's all okay.
Did you ever find Travis's questions that you lost?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even look for them. But
really?
He added a whole new batch, which I wanted to bring up.
I think we'll be just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to fill up this bag with your questions, get them in. It's brownbag@wnep.com. And this is our new format that's been going on since what? June?
I think it was June. It was like when we were all on vacation. That's when we launched. Yeah.
So for those of you who don't watch but download and listen to the podcast on Mondays, we're doing it every week. It used to be every other week. So it's a little shorter. Instead of about 45 minutes, it's 30, 25-ish.
It's actually 26.
But now it's every week. So it's better, right?
Yeah.
All right. So who's going to do the first question? We're going to dive in.
I don't know.
Your questions coming.
Well, John wasn't here last year.
Brownbag@WNEP.com. You weren't here last week?
No. So should I go first?
Yes.
Okay.
What happened? I didn't remember.
I was off last Friday.
Remember, he had to watch the Steelers lose on Thursday.
Yes. And then what is in it? Ireland before that? Mindy, he's
everywhere.
For us. Yeah.
You guys get the same amount of time off that I do. So.
Brownbag@WNEP.com. Get the questions in.
All right. This is from...
Of course. I told you, I just put in a whole stack of his.
Yes.
So he has good ones.
Good morning, Morning Crew. Is it just me, or does string cheese taste different when you peel the cheese off versus just taking a bite? Why is this?
That's true.
P.S. Peeling strings off is not only the proper way to eat string cheese, but it also tastes the best. And it does taste different.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Travis.
I agree with Travis, too.
I think it's the same as pasta. When you think about pasta, it's all the same stuff. But if you have linguine versus shells versus rigatoni, they all taste different.
They do.
So it must be the surface area.
Surface area exposed to air, maybe?
Exposed to your tongue and air and everything. And isn't that amazing?
Because
it's all the same exact.
Pasta, I think it's the sauce clinging to it in different ways and stuff, yeah.
But if I put linguine in your mouth and then a big rigatoni, wouldn't it taste different? But it's the same exact thing. It makes no sense at all.
It really is mind-boggling.
Right? And that's the same with cheese.
And I think he's totally right about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I've eaten string cheese both ways, if I've even paid attention to whether or not it tastes different.
It's always better when you strip it.
It's more satisfying to peel it off and eat it, but I don't know if I've noticed
it's like it's
taste
hard to
difference.
Eat an Oreo cookie without pulling them apart.
I can eat an Oreo without... You dunk it, I like to dunk it in milk. That is the best way to eat it. Yeah.
Plus, it takes too long to pull apart. You just grab the whole thing and eat it.
You just put the whole thing in your mouth, and is that what you do?
As I'm walking.
An entire
His
Oreo
life
in your
is
mouth?
A series of seconds that he's always evaluating for efficiency.
That's true.
That was not even a full second.
Way too much time.
So on the cheese topic, is it just my wife who's doing this, or is this a new thing? You know when you buy a bag of grated cheese for pizza and stuff? Now it's thick cut.
Yes.
It's thick. So
I haven't noticed.
Yeah, they're not stringy. Like it's about the thickness, what, of half a finger maybe or something?
This week I was in
delicious.
The kitchen. What's with the thick cut cheese?
In a bag. It's shredded cheese, but it's thick, Mindy, and it's delicious.
Tastes completely different.
Tastes completely
Are you
different.
Serious?
Yes, and I said don't ever buy the shredded cheese again. This thick cut is the best thing ever. And it's the same stuff.
But are you just eating it out of the bag, or is that when you put it on pizza or whatever?
Both,
yeah.
Really?
But it's not specifically thick cut. Like, it's not a thick cut version. It just comes that way now?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
So it's shredded cheese, but the shred is just a bigger piece of
How
cheese.
How would you describe it?
I know what you're saying, but that's just how it comes?
It comes in a bag.
Can you still get the thin cut?
Yeah, but you'll never do it again once you get this stuff.
Really?
You'll never do it
It's
again.
Just like bacon. Thick cut bacon is the best.
But it's funny because there's thick cut, like cheddar. Thick cut cheddar, regular cut.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the fine stuff. And I think the fine stuff is horrible.
No, the fine's bad.
Horrible.
Fine is bad.
It tastes like nothing. There's like no like cheese there.
But it's good if you want to sprinkle it on like asparagus or something.
It melts and tastes different. It's nothing. And the thick cut melts in a great like.
What's the cutoff between it's too fine? Do you think is it good a quarter of an inch? Eighth of an inch?
But it's just so funny you bring that up because just this week I pulled it out of the drawer and I'm like, how's this a thing now?
Who bought that? Your wife?
Ready, yeah.
Yeah, so it's you'll never go back to grated regular mozzarella cheese. It's so good. Good question. But everything is about not the content, but
it's apparently the
morphology, the size.
Yes, and the size, the shape, the texture.
It's weird. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
This one's from Todd.
Todd, mix it up, Toddy baby.
I can't see Sean, so I'm going
to call me nostalgic, but I miss you having the local celebrities in the backyard. I remember Jose, Sweatpants Santa,
yes.
And Sweet. Who was Sweet?
You
need a reunion.
That was a long time ago.
Who was Sweet?
That was like more than...
I forgot about Sweet.
Sounds familiar.
15 years ago.
I mean, I've been here a while.
Here for Sweet?
No,
Sweet?
That was before me. So that was more than 18 years ago.
I forgot about Sweet. He used to come in and give us the latest on a lot of the kind of Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, inner city beat stuff.
Yeah.
He was a real hip, cool dude. Oh, my goodness. Sweet, if you somehow hear about this, contact me. I haven't heard that name in 20 years.
Yeah.
But we used to have a cast of characters in the backyard. So previous management canceled them all. They said, that's it, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And now
but we can start sprinkling them back in.
Now new management said, no, have guests. It's fun. Yeah. It's the way it's meant
to be. Jose hasn't been here in a while.
Yeah.
But we're getting close to the season.
And we have Rob Rave still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweatpants Santa was here last year.
Right. Sweatpants Santa has returned. So we're bringing him back. Who else was on that list?
Oh, it's Sweet.
Oh, Sweet is... Oh, whoa.
Sweatpants
whoa.
Santa. You were off today, Sweatpants Santa was
yes,
here.
Yes, I was
he
off.
He brought you a dirty vial of Botox.
Oh, that's right. Thanks, Santa. I appreciate the Botox.
It really looks good on you.
Thank you.
So, Todd, we'll consider that. We do have more guests now, and things have loosened up. So yes. I like the idea.
That was a good question, though.
That's a great idea.
That is a great
He's
question.
Going way back.
Sweet, man. Sweet.
Way Blast from
yeah,
the
I
past.
Yeah, I don't remember Sweet.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar, but I cannot.
I'm up, baby. I'm digging deep. I'm going to the bottom of the Grand Canyon for the next question. And this one's tight. It's wrapped tightly like Mindy, so we don't know what we're going to get here.
I'm loosey-goosey. I'm not tightly wrapped.
All right. This is from Tanya Jackson. My wife just told me that my mother-in-law watches. And she may be watching now. And now...
Uh-oh. Do you want the bell? The
no.
bell is always Ooh, here.
Wow, Joe ring the bell.
I don't think he can ring the bell.
Did you ever think that your wife knows about what you do with her loofah and that she has a secret loofah hidden away from you?
Oh.
If she was smart, that's what she would do.
I bet.
I feel like the loofah is like a character here.
Yes.
Just like Jose and Sweet.
I bet Dawn does have a secret loofah.
I'll say it to our new viewers, I have a loofah bar. My wife has a loofah. What do you call a loofah?
Sponge. Or, yeah.
It's like wiry. It's about the size of a softball. And when I'm done taking a shower or a bath, I put shampoo on it and I scrub the bathtub and the shower walls with it. It's the best remover of soap grime in your shower or bathtub. Then I rinse it off, put it back, and never tell my wife. She uses it to clean herself.
Right now, your mother-in-law is picking up her phone. She's watching home. Yeah. She's like,
she
Don,
we might be able to get.
You won't believe what Joe does with your loofah.
And the best part of the new format is we'll be able to get a live response.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. And then Don will say,
what do you do with my loofah?
Yeah. Don will say, don't worry, I use his toothbrush to clean the toilet.
So Tanya thinks she has a secret loofah bar. Maybe she might.
That's a good idea. I bet she does.
But the truth is, if you want to try the loofah, trust me, it cleans better than anything. And it's awesome.
Just
maybe when you're done using it and you're ready to retire it, switch it to the cleaner first. Maybe do that.
Huh. This, you know, Travis is really, he's got his, like, it's thinking like hat on.
Yeah,
he's
on
really got ideas.
Let's
he's a mover shaker.
What do you got?
Okay, Travis, with small town malls closing left and right, how could you save malls across America? For example, installing an indoor bike track.
So they do that, and to me, it cheapens the whole thing. Like,
oh,
what do
really?
We do with the Steam Town? Don't they have, like, a market upstairs? It used to be, and that's good and everything.
Like multi-use.
But now it's some guy selling
they've
homemade
got, like,
birdhouses.
Well, now they've got medical offices and stuff.
To me,
As long as they still have the Boscovs, that's the important thing right there.
But here's an example of something that I never thought I'd be nostalgic about, because I'm not a shopper. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I, through our dating years and even, you know, when we had younger kids, we'd go to the mall all the time. She would take me to Philly Mall. She would take me all over. And that would be like a weekend. You go to the mall. And now I miss that. I go to malls, and they're different. There's no young people hanging out.
No mall rats.
Instead of Forever 21, it's some weird guy selling baseball cards. Everything is just.
It's true.
It's, you know, it is.
I kind of agree. It is sad. Because malls were just a huge part of the culture.
That's like where I hung out. That's where I hung out as a teenager.
I grew up in a place that didn't have a mall.
And when you went to the mall, what?
Go to the mall was a trip.
Big deal.
Like, we went and it was like, we're going to Pittsburgh to the mall.
To the mall. Yeah. And you could spend a whole weekend there.
It was a destination.
It was a destination. Yeah. But now, I mean, it's a completely different world. But I get what Travis is getting at. These malls have to come up with something.
And they are, but
because they have this huge building.
Yeah, this huge space.
That's just vacant. And so they're just throwing things out there and hoping something sticks. But the mall in Steamtown, I think that with these doctor's offices and stuff, it's working.
Yeah. Is
it? But it's not the vibe. I mean,
when it's not the vibe. Yeah, you have Boscovs and then a podiatrist next door. It's just weird.
When I was a kid, the Oakdale Mall in Johnson City near Binghamton, that was my mall. That was the mall was the mall we hung out at. That is an entirely different kind of mall now. There's like a giant Dick's there now. There's BJ's.
So it's working, you're saying?
It's weird. Like, it's all surrounding the outside now. So there's like a BJ's and there's a Dave and Buster's. There's a microbrewery at the end that used to be like a Sears. So like the whole concept has kind of changed around that mall. There's still an inside part, but it kind of like built around it. It's kind of a cool place now. So maybe that's sort of the concept that needs to kind of go to.
They're morphing.
But we're just never going to go back to what it
was. It's definitely nothing what it used to be.
No, I used to go – remember The Wall? I don't know what it was in your day. Yeah. For CDs and music. I used to spend 2-3 hours just going at – looking at all the albums, and my wife would be shopping in her clothes store, and that was a great afternoon.
I remember being a teenage boy going into Spencer's.
How is this story going to end?
It's the only place you could see a partially naked woman back in 1988.
And they do have some interesting merchandise.
I remember telling my mom,
are you turning red?
All the Spencer's.
You look pink.
There's a little weird stuff there.
Yeah, there was.
And my mother never stepped foot in there, but I'd say, I'll be in Spencer's.
She had no idea.
She didn't know what was in there. And I felt like.
Funny. Oh, that's really funny.
I'm getting red because you know what? I still, when I walk by Victoria's Secret, I get red
still
too.
Get pink,
I feel like the police are going
to
get me.
How about you go in there with your spouse or
awkward?
It's you don't know where to look.
Yeah, wait for the state experience. Police to take me away when I'm in Victoria's Secret. I feel like I shouldn't be here.
It's a crime.
Illegal.
Yeah. It's like you just stare at the carpet, and afraid to like bring your eyes.
Don't make eye contact with anyone.
I'll be a Foot Locker.
Yeah. Is there still a Spencer's?
Yeah. It's still there.
There's one in the Wyoming Valley Mall.
My 20-year-old daughter made me go in there because she wanted a new belly ring.
Oh,
new belly piercing.
See? Do they still have like bizarre things?
They
in the
do. Yes, they have bizarre stuff. Yeah. Why
do
don't
they
you
have
just
the poster
go,
wall where you flip through?
I'm
all
not
of
exactly sure, but you should go and check it out.
You see a bikini girl on a Corvette? I mean, that was my whole life in 1984.
They have all the like the glow in the dark posters. Like if you have the black light posters, they still have all that stuff.
See, the malls were great.
I thought the black light stuff was so cool too then.
I'm John, it's your turn.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Now it's some guy selling baseball memorabilia.
Right. Or little ceramic figurines.
Or houses. Yeah. Yes. There's going to be something made out of cedar. Do we want that?
What's this for? Okay, here we go. All right. How much bigger is a jet aircraft shadow while sitting on the tarmac versus when it's at 30,000 feet?
Oh my goodness! Seriously,
it would be smaller.
No, I think this is bigger.
Yeah, you're right. It is bigger.
I think the science of this, if my physics is correct, it is almost the same size, but just very faint and dim, so you can hardly even make it out. So, because 30,000 feet is not big enough, distant enough to create a small shadow, so it's pretty, it's sizable, but it would be the light has attenuated and diffuse through the atmosphere. So
don't use big words to act like you know what you're saying.
The shadow is almost the same size, but barely visible.
Because the shadow coming from 30,000 feet, so much other light's filtering in as it comes down.
Yeah, so you probably won't even notice. But you are in the shadow.
But technically,
of a
it would
jumbo
be the same size,
not
right?
Close, a little smaller.
A little smaller.
Because it tends to turn into like a funnel. But at 30,000 feet, I don't think it'll be different much at all.
But again, I have seen the shadow when you're coming into land, and that's cool.
Yeah, but at 30,000 feet.
At 30,000 feet, you don't.
Yeah, and that's only 7 miles. So there is still a shadow, but like I said, it's very faint. You won't even notice. So if you're in the shadow of a jet flying overhead, you won't even notice on a sunny day. But it's almost the same size, I think.
Interesting question, James.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Thank you.
Was that you? Was it me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys liked that question.
You didn't?
It was like a...
I love that, too.
Really?
Well,
I don't know.
Who are you? Sean, who is she?
He's busy.
Hold on. I'm just screaming this
it's
email.
It's too much physics for a Friday morning, I guess.
All right, then you're going to love this one.
Uh-oh.
This one's from Robin. Hi, Joe. Robin here from Freeland. We have had a very humid summer. I believe the humidity started early spring,
okay,
and we've
did.
Had a humid start to the fall season.
Very
My
good.
Question is it possible to have a humid winter?
Is this bore you, Mindy? Are you
no,
gonna be okay
no,
with
I'm okay with
I'm
this.
I'm in on this, too.
Impossible to have a humid winter. Isn't this awesome? Because when you have warmer air, you can put more water vapor in it. Cold air cannot hold as much water vapor, so it's impossible to have a humid, cold air mass. If that makes any sense.
Yes.
It could be a damp, saturated air mass, but it can't be humid. And here's a trick question for everybody. What is the largest desert on planet Earth? Look it up on your phone. Dun-dun.
Antarctica.
Oh, what's that? I didn't know that.
I think I've seen it in one of those specials.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
Even though it's covered with snow.
Even though it's covered with snow, it is the driest place on Earth, and it's the coldest place on Earth because cold air can't hold moisture, so it hardly ever snows. When it does, it just stays there. But so cold air can't ever be humid, and Antarctica is the driest. It's drier than the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
Because it's so cold. So you can't have a cold and humid winter, and there's no trend towards, if it was humid in the spring, it's going to be humid in the summer and humid in the fall. No. So the weather is very in flux. And
That's why my skin gets so chapped in the wintertime.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Right? Dries out. Everything dries out. Static electricity. There's less moisture in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is staticky and dry.
Hmm. Yeah.
That was good.
It seems like we need more than the Antarctica comment.
Need more than that?
Yeah, it seems like
I was
going to
say
more.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
NFL. That was a good NFL voice for that, too.
Yeah, it
cold
was.
Cold and dry. The things we're learning today.
I know.
Come on, we're hitting a home
this
run.
This podcast is an education.
Yes, it's a teachable moment.
They should show
moment.
In schools.
You want this
they
one,
should show, they should not show this in schools, just so you know.
Especially last week's episode.
Yes.
Especially considering the Spencer's Gifts comments. All right. Hey, morning crew. I had an early morning and then the coffee kicked in and duty called. So I had to hit the head. What is your preferred method of sitting on a public toilet?
Oh, my.
So here
facing
we go.
Backwards.
He gives us... five choices.
Oh, this is
dear.
Multiple choice.
There's five
multiple
ways? To, wait, there's five ways to sit
do
on a toilet?
You just sit on a toilet.
All right.
Do you hover? Do you use one of the disposable seat covers? Do you cover the seat with toilet paper? Do you wipe it off with toilet paper? There are five choices.
Wow.
Or do you raw dog it?
Raw dog.
All right. So
who is this?
This. Oh, it's Travis.
It's Travis. Okay. All right.
So I'm trying to think.
He isn't usually this crass.
This is
more interesting.
Of a woman topic,
it is.
Since you.
I mean, it applies to all of us. But
yeah,
I feel
but
yeah.
The guys, women don't have a choice sometimes. So I can't wait to hear what Mindy says about this. I have been. The cover the seat with toilet paper guy before.
I
have
said
that. Yeah. I have been that guy.
Yeah.
I really think it matters on the condition of the bathroom. It really depends on where the bathroom
are.
Is and the condition of the
right. Are you at a concert?
Toilet. I mean,
are you at a dive bar?
The toilet's in really great shape. I don't know that I would go to like the extreme hovering situation.
I mean, I think a lot of guys would say they'd prefer not to have to
use
it at all for that scenario.
You guys are so pampered.
We are.
I don't have to use
the
stall.
I would say what Sean's
saying
is it depends
guy,
on the on the circumstance. Sometimes I've just...
Yeah, for the most part.
I've migrated
I've raw-dogged.
Yeah.
You've raw-dogged. I've migrated from 3 to 4. I've never raw-dogged it to 5.
Well, what's 3?
Three is cover the seat with toilet paper.
I've done that.
And now I'm more of a wipe-off.
Yeah,
wipe well,
right.
off. But I never went right to 5.
I have.
So
I'm so impressed.
As a woman with the other duties.
Yes. I think there's,
are you
there's a lot of hovering.
Yeah, my
there's
wife
a lot of hovering.
A
yeah, a lot of hovering going on. I mean, yeah, sometimes sometimes you just have to do a little wipe with the toilet paper. Like
yeah.
sometimes, yeah, that's what you got
to
do.
I have to ask Mindy, is there a 6?
Is, wait a minute. So you're saying we missed one here?
We missed
I'm just
one?
Asking Mindy, is there a 6? Is there?
Maybe you go in and just say, hey, I'm going to hold
walk
it.
Walk away?
Yeah, just walk
there
away,
probably
friends.
Is a walk away in certain bathrooms.
Walk away.
Walk away and deal with the
depends on how bad you have to go.
What if number 6 were...
Sink?
Bring a magazine and really make an afternoon out of it.
You right? Just that's, hang out? Yeah.
Raw dog and relax.
6 is moving.
It is funny when you're a parent and you're taking your kid into a scenario and they look at a horrible toilet and they really have to go and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah,
oh boy.
What rough. Are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Well, with the porta potties, I always feel for women because I don't even know how I would approach that.
And there's some. And we're not going to get too graphic.
No.
But guys are going in there too and often not aiming correctly.
Right.
No.
And
especially
then the ladies
the
have to go in there.
That don't have the urinal
in
there. Yeah.
Like we feel for you, Mindy.
I never took you as a raw dogger, but all right, Mindy, here we go.
Well, there's the title.
Well, this is at least you know what to name this one.
I don't know. I don't know if I can come back.
Mindy's done.
It's just too much for me. Okay. This is also from Travis, and we're just...
Well, I put a bunch
and you
in
were
from
worried
him.
That you lost his
I know.
Questions.
That's
where fine.
Listen, folks, everyone has equal opportunity.
Yes,
but
exactly.
This is only as good as the people.
But yes.
You say it all the time. But Travis does pretty well.
He does well, but apparently he's mired in the potty talk this week.
Oh, another one.
Another one. So this is for the men.
That's where he sent them all from.
Yeah, probably. Sorry, Mindy, and any potential women in the room, this one is for the guys.
All right.
So you guys get to answer.
Oh, boy.
So this just happened to me in a Wawa bathroom. So he travels for work. So,
yeah, okay.
So Travis is always in his car. So there are two urinals. There are two urinals, one normal height and one lower one. Now, obviously, the lower one is mostly for kids. But me being a somewhat normal height, 5'8", I could comfortably use either. But I chose the normal height urinal. Then a guy who might have been 6'8 came in while I was going and proceeded to use the small one and was clearly struggling. John, since you are the resident tall guy on the pod, I'm interested in, this is too funny, in what your take is here. As an average height guy, should I use the smaller one? What would you have done?
This is an absolute thing.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Can I hear your opinion?
I was at a concert last week. This is a perfect example from it. Go out in between the two acts, and there's a line in the men's room. I get in there. The one that opens up, and there's guys standing behind me, is the kid one, the low one.
I didn't even know there was a kid one.
There's a kid one.
There's the pressure because you've got to take the open one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I took it because the guy behind me is going to be like, what are you doing? Are you going to use it or not? But there are logistical challenges when it has to go a long way and there's a lot of splashing. And so...
Oh, so it's a problem.
You're seeing that as a tall guy.
Yeah.
I think there's more to it. I think there's a lot of men out there that feel too macho
to use the little one.
Oh. And I always think it's hilarious because I go right to the little one. And I think it's a show of confidence. Like, I'm not trying to make a statement here. Oh, I only use big urinals. I go to the little one just because it's usually open because there are some guys too stubborn to go to the little one because they feel they're above it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
And
yes.
It depends on the degree of having to go, too. Sometimes whatever's open's open, and you're going to use it.
Do you use the little one, Sean? I can't wait to hear your
opinion.
If
it's the only one open, I'll use the little one.
Yeah, well, you literally, if there's a regular one and a little one.
Do I, like, if I have my choice, do I prefer the little one?
Yeah.
I guess I don't really think about
it. I go to what's ever closer, and often it's the little one.
It might be, yeah.
Hmm.
I will just say there's physics involved with splashing. When
that could be a problem.
But
that could
I'm
going to
ask one more.
So, is there little lady toilets or no?
No.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Lower toilet.
That's why I didn't know there was
they
a little
have
one.
Little lower toilets for the
when
ladies.
When you go
no?
to like kindergarten for
it's
like
it's really funny
stuff.
To go into a bathroom and like a elementary school.
Yeah, yeah, and they're so short.
Andy, I don't know how you walk around with those things.
I don't know either. Right. I say the same thing to guys.
I'm picking another one because Travis can't have every question.
No, I told
you. Want me to ask it?
No, I don't know. You do what you have to do. I don't know
we
why
you can throw it back in. We'll answer it at some point.
But if, folks, we need a lot of questions. He asked yeah. good
He's
ones.
He's great.
Keep them coming. We need diversity here. Who's this from?
I'm not saying.
Nope.
Wondering if you use an app to order fast food specifically or going through the drive-through. Are these apps encouraging us to use our phones while we're driving?
Oh.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good question.
But as far as ordering the fast food on the apps, I've been doing that.
If you do not use an app to order fast food, you are throwing money in the garbage. The only way to save money when you're getting fast food these days is through the app.
Whoa, advice from our webmaster.
No, yes.
The only deals you get now are through the app. And I know you're giving your information or whatever you're doing to sign up, but the only deals now are when you order through the app. You can order while you're in line at the drive-through and do it that way. You don't have to do it while you're driving.
See, I always get annoyed that they're like, did you use the app?
You can do this in 15 seconds because it'd be a good one.
How do you know?
I don't know if he can.
I can do it. I think it's going to be a good one.
Oh, my God. Who's your favorite coworker at WNEP?
There you go. It's a good vendor.
Joe Snedeker.
I'm going to say right now, John Meyer.
I'm going to say Newscat.
Mike Stevens.
Oh, there you go. We did it. Within 15 seconds.
That Raw Dog and me had a bromance here. I love it.
Bye, everybody. With
that,
we're done.
Is that his new nickname?
Done.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.